Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. Ron Zipke is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of the pioneers of the American customer service revolution. He and his co-author Chip Bell have written a number of books, including Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service and Service Magic, The Art of Amazing Your Customers. And he's written a number of books over the years on this topic. And many of you may have seen him on different other news outlets and business outlets, and he's our good friend, Ron Zipke. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, especially. Pleasure. It's always fun to have you back on the show, Ron, because you always have good things to talk to us about taking care of that most important member of our organization, our small business, our customers, but especially this week. And tell us why.
Well, this is Customer Care Week.
Yeah.
And customer service is the theme for the week, and it's taking care of your customers, and it's becoming more of a celebrated thing in the organizations every year. I don't remember which number this is, but it's where we spend time talking about. We encourage people to spend time talking about their customers and to their people, and stepping back and saying, don't forget why we're in business. And also, it's a time when we encourage organizations to thank the people who do that work on the front line, because sometimes we forget to do that.
One of the things I'd like to encourage people to do is not to just spend this week focusing on their customers extra, or even the people. Although all the things that you said, I agree with, except that I think what we ought to do is put our extra emphasis and our extra energy this year on improving our customer care skills. Let's focus on what we need to do a better job of taking care of our customers, and that way we can take care of them every week of the year, not just this week of the year.
You bet, Jim. That's one of the things that time and again when we study what goes wrong in organizations. It's not taking time to refresh your skills and renew what you know about your customers, because customers change and their needs and their wants change. And mm-hmm. This is a good time of the year to focus on that.
I wrote an article a couple of years ago called "Whatever Happened to Customer Service? And Does Anybody Care?"
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that over the last several years, that customer care has gone to St. Louis in a handbasket or something. I don't know.
You bet it has.
We've got some real trouble, and so consequently, there's a trust level that people have. There's a cynicism, I think, that people have about being taken care of by the people that they do business with. And what I'd like for you to talk to us about is what can we do to restore that trust? I think that we've got to, you and I focus on, when we talk about these things, we're talking about on a national level or an international
mm-hmm.
level, but
mm-hmm.
but the people, everyone listening, let's think about restoring this trust, the things that Ron's going to talk about on your level, just right there in your little operation.
Yeah, one of the things we learned, Jim, is that trust builds over time, but you can destroy it in an instant. So restoring trust is going to take time. So number one, you have to be willing to put the time in. There's a limit to a customer's patience, and there's a limit to what they'll take. It's like a marriage. You forget an anniversary or a birthday, you're in the doghouse, but you're not divorced. You stray, and there's not a lot of ways to restore that. So you have to know the limits of what you can repair. But that said, number one thing is to acknowledge that there's been a problem, mm-hmm. and it's almost like throwing yourself on on the mercy of the court is the first step, is to say, you know, there's been a problem, there's been a screw up, and we did it. If we did it, or it was an oversight, or whatever it is, really, you can't restore trust until you admit what's happened. That's step number one.
Right. That's so important, and we all need to look around and say, okay, I don't think I have a trust problem. That's probably what we're all going to say. I don't think I have a trust problem with my customers, and I'm going to give you that. Okay, that's okay. That's a fair enough first emotion for you to have. But then I want you to say to yourself, but what if I'm wrong? And just don't operate under the premise that you've lost trust with your customers. Just operate on the premise that you might think you have trust, but you might be wrong. And if you'll do that, I think you'll allow yourself to move toward a healthy resolution of this. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, it's easy to say that, and it's hard to do it. Just as you're implying,
it hurts our feelings a little bit, doesn't it?
You bet. In fact, the customers won't always admit it. There's a little technique we use. If you're really suspicious, and then the things you should be suspicious of, you haven't heard from a customer in a long time, you haven't seen just ordinary banter with that customer. That there's been something strained in the communication.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is you have to say, Jim, I know that we've been doing business together for a long time. What I want to know is, is everything good with us? And the first thing they're going to say is, yeah, oh, everything's fine. And so you have to follow up and say, you know, I appreciate that, but let me ask you this: if there were something that we'd done that was bothering you or was troubling you, what might that have been?
Mm.
What you're doing is you're giving them permission to bring up things that they're afraid you're going to say, oh, no, we didn't do that about.
Mm-hmm.
And it really works. That's a strange question, but saying, if there was something that was troubling you, what would it be? Gives them a lot of permission to go ahead and bring up the things that they were afraid to bring up.
Well, and what I'd like to recommend, Ron, let me see what you think about this.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got the kind of business where you've got the same customers every year, basically,
mm-hmm.
It's not a retail business where you don't necessarily know who's coming in all the time, but
right.
know your customers all the time. What about setting up at least an annual meeting with them just to talk about how you're doing?
Vital.
Maybe once
Absolutely.
A year or something like that. But when we come back, we're going to get Ron to tell us how to do that with the retail customers, where you don't always know who the customer is. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Gonna take a freight train down at the station.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ron Zimke is our guest, and his books are Service Magic. That's one of them. The other one is Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service. And, Ron, what I'd like for you to do is tell our audience where they can find your books and where they can find your website and all that stuff.
Sure. The Knock Your Socks Off series, there are 8 of them, are in most bookstores. You can also get them from the American Management Association publishing group. That's in the and go right to the AMA website, and you can get them through us at our website is socksoff.com.
All right.
And
by the way, folks, there are something over 500,000 of these books have been sold, including in fact this book that I just mentioned is now in its 3rd edition. So that tells you what kind of a heavy book this is. So be sure to check that out. Also, Service Magic is available wherever books are sold, too, isn't it?
Right. It sure is. That's our latest.
What else can we find at your website, at socksoff.com?
Well, we keep an inventory of articles and advice and information on programs and speaking appearances and those sorts of things as well.
Right.
But we try to keep an update of good tips and advice on that website at all times.
What about training programs, service training programs?
Sure, we do some of those within companies. In fact, I'm going to be I'm going to be doing one in New Jersey at the end of this week. And also we've done a series called the Knock Your Socks Off programs through national seminars, a company called National Seminars out of Kansas. And those are put on locally around the country on a very regular basis, and you'll see them advertised in newspapers and in direct mail.
And they can find out on your website about if anybody in the audience would like to use your services, they can find out how to contact you about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Now, we mentioned earlier that we're trying to get some trust built back into your with your customers. And even though you think you don't have a problem there, you know, we can always use a little dusting up for here and there. And so I'd just like to encourage you to poll your customers a little bit. If you've got, you know, we talked about earlier about Ron and I did about how to do that with a customer that you know very well. Knock on their door, call them up, say, hey, let's go to lunch, and about once a year, write it on your calendar. Once a year, take them to lunch and say, hey, how are we doing? And if they don't come up with any really good examples, ask them. Say, well, what about delivery? Are our guys delivering them, putting them on the docks okay? Are our products on the docks? Are they, when you call in, are you getting a good response, et cetera, et cetera? But what about, Ron, what about it, like a retail situation where a customer comes in, we don't necessarily know them. Can we just walk out to them as the owner and tap them on the shoulder
you
and say,
bet.
Excuse me, I'm the owner of this business. How are we doing?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we really encourage people at the retail level to do, whether they're running a franchise or a business they invented, is to spend time on the floor talking with customers, particularly two kinds. Well, ones you've never seen before and saying, how's everything? How are we doing? I haven't seen you before. What do you think of our store? What are you looking for that we don't have? And then be quiet and let them talk. One of the things is giving people space to talk. And the other one is to...
Can I stop you for a second, Ron?
Sure, go right ahead.
The cardinal sin of that activity is anything that looks or smells or sounds defensive.
Oh, you bet.
You cannot play... If you can't accomplish the listening part without being defensive or explaining why you didn't do something, if you can't just listen and then answer any direct questions, then don't do it.
Yeah, one of the things that people can do is confuse listening with a teachable moment.
Uh-huh.
If you're listening, you're listening. You're gathering information. You're not there to defend yourself unless the circumstances, you know, you're really being attacked and somebody is saying, what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Then you do something all on the spot. You try and, we call it to recover. You try and recover right on the spot. The other thing that this is a really good week to do, you know, it's a little late for preparation, but is to try and get at those customers who don't like a face-to-face discussion and do a little survey, do a little in-store, a thing where you can walk out on the floor and say, gee, we're spending this week trying to learn more about how we can serve our customers better. Mm-hmm. Hand them a little 4 or 5 question survey, no more than that, and put a coupon on it or promise them.
If you'll give us an honest evaluation of how we're doing, we'll give you a 5% discount or something.
Absolutely.
Today, you can redeem it today.
Exactly. Yeah. It has to be right now here on the spot. That's the best motivator for getting people to give you that kind of information. And on that on that little survey, you want to ask, what have we done? What's the worst thing we do here? What thing, what's disappointed you? What do we do best? Because you want to be able to tell your own people
right.
The good things and the bad things.
Right.
And if there was, a good question to ask is if there was one thing we could do that would please you as a customer, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do boxes and scales.
Right.
You want to give people an opportunity just to say it their way, because the problem with those normal surveys is you only get answers to the question you ask.
Right. Ron Zimke, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us celebrate and practice good customer service this week during Customer Service Week. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Jim. And remember, customer service is every day, every week of the month, not every week of the year, not just 1 week.
Thanks, Ron.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.